know me. Still the same OG, but I've been low key. Hated on by most these niggas with no cheese. No deals and no G's, no wheels and no keys. No boats, no snowmobiles and no skis. Mad at me cause I can finally afford to
provide. Oh, it's Jade Kauf at the Kauf Man. It is no holds barred. Today's program, we're bringing the heat, we're bringing the fire. On the program today, we've got AFL action. What the heck's going on down there at Punt Road? Richmond destroyed. We've got NBA action, free agency, summer league going berserk. And we've got Wimbledon action, the second week underway. Nadal, Federer. Who's gonna go all the way? This is no holds barred.
When it's all played, they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips. Just a bunch of gibberish. And motherfuckers act like they forgot about trade. Nowadays, everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips. Just a bunch of gibberish. And motherfuckers act like they forgot about trade. So what do you say to somebody you hate? What? Or anyone trying to bring trouble your way? One of his old things in the blood of your way? Yeah. Just study your tape of NWA. One day I was walking by with a walking on. When I caught a guy, give me an awkward eye. You look and strangle the mark in the parking lot. But it's dark and I don't give a fuck if it's dark or not. I'm harder than me trying to park a Dodge. But I'm drunk as fuck right next to when you want. Hey, go with him, Haley.
No holds barred. We've got an action-packed show, as you heard in the intro. We've got a full deck of games to get through in the AFL. It was a wild weekend for footy. We've got NBA action. The Boston Celtics have had to make some moves to fit in Gordon Hayward. Some trivial moves from Danny Ainge. We're going to touch on that. And I'm going to finish up with some Wimbledon action. The second week getting underway, starting this evening. We've got a full round of matchups to go through on the men's side. Federer, Nadal. How are they looking? And who's going to get the upper hand as the second week of Wimbledon, the business end, gets underway tonight? But we're starting with AFL football. And Hawthorn and GWS have played a draw over the weekend. A tight matchup. And the Hawks, who were floundering earlier on in the year, are somehow hanging on by a thread. And GWS, the firm premiership favourites, they are absolutely stacked with their list. They've put in another disappointing performance. And the score ended up 14-13, 97 to Hawthorn and GWS. Giants, 15 goals, 7, 97. And towards the end of that match, Hawthorn had a chance to win the game. They looked to punch the ball through the scoring zone there. But it wasn't allowed. The siren beat them to it. And GWS escaped with a draw. So Hawthorn, who, as I said previously, the start of the year, they had really fallen off the mark. And they've been competitive since that disastrous start. And the tipsy-topsy season that continues to throw up surprise after surprise continues, because GWS, you would have expected them to win that one comfortably, but they were far from that. And the Hawks and the GWS Giants have had a draw. Now, GWS, I think, are really going to have a say about the premiership this year, but they've got to find some consistency, because against the poorer sides, they've put in some absolute shockers. And the weekend was just the same right there. Now, Hawthorn, they're not the worst team in the competition by any stretch of the imagination, but they have fallen off the mark a long way. And the way GWS, with all their hype, with their list, where they were sitting on the ladder, firmly entrenched in the top two, they let one slip there in that game. Another blowout there. Brisbane Lions 11-12-78 and the Geelong Cats 25 goals 13-163. An absolute smashing, and Geelong are firming as one of the premiership favourites, well entrenched in the top four, and they weren't letting the Brisbane Lions get a sniff in. They were dominant. Patrick Dangerfield did his Brownlow chances no harm with another great performance, and Joel Selwood, the captain, was back in action, and Selwood and Dangerfield went to town, dominant in the middle of the ground, and Brisbane had nobody that could go with those guys. And the Brisbane Lions have really got to take a look at their football program from top to bottom. At year's end, you would think they've been non-competitive this year, and have no consistent results whatsoever. They're really showing no signs of any improvement, and they were nowhere near the mark against the Cats on the weekend. Geelong looking good. They're positioned nicely to make a run at the premiership come September. And it was a total mismatch there on the weekend. And speaking of a side that's rejuvenated, the Sydney Swans absolutely destroyed the Gold Coast. The Sydney Swans were 17-16, 118 to the Gold Coast Suns, 7-9-51. And the Sydney Swans started the year 0-6. And they are in the eight. Can you believe it? They started 0-6. Their season looked gone, but they've fought back. They run a very professional program, a tight ship. They've stuck together, and they are in the eight and are looking to move to go even higher. And the sides that are above them, looking behind, they would be getting very nervous because the Swans juggernaut are back in the ball game. Their season is well and truly alive, and the Gold Coast Suns really need to take a look at what they're about too. Can't seem to get any consistency whatsoever. It's really one step forward, two steps back. No Ablett, no Gold Coast. He's going to flee at the end of the year, and Rodney Eade really needs to take a look at whether or not he wants to continue in the role, because he hasn't made any headway whatsoever. And the Gold Coast are nothing but an absolute disappointment. But it was all about the Swans. They are back in business.